With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case study. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Ananya Ascendant in 1st House, Capricorn in Shravana Nakshatra, 2nd Pada Navamsha Taurus, 1st House. Natal chart expression, outer personality, Capricorn in Shravana, 2nd Pada. Ananya's Ascendant falls in Capricorn, a cardinal earth sign ruled by Saturn. This immediately frames her as grounded, composed, and deliberate in her self-expression. Capricorn ascendants often project a sense of purpose-driven resilience, maturity, and long-term strategy. Their presence is typically steady and formal. People may naturally defer to them in matters requiring accountability or planning. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, is associated with listening, wisdom transmission, and learning through observation. It brings a softer and more receptive texture to the otherwise strict and stoic Capricorn nature. Shravana natives tend to be mentally curious, spiritually inclined, and are often keen listeners. With the second pada falling in Taurus Navamsha, Ananya's outer personality acquires Venusian tones, aesthetic appreciation, a gentle voice, love for stability, and a deeper craving for material, as well as emotional security. This combination suggests a person who appears reserved and dignified, but reveals a loving, artistic, and nurturing inner nature when trust is established. Navamsha chart expression, inner nature, Taurus, 1st house. In the Navamsha, Ananya's rising sign shifts to Taurus, reinforcing traits of earthy sensuality, calm presence, and loyalty. This shows that while the outer persona may appear more rule-bound or restrained, Capricorn, her inner personality is more grounded in comfort, beauty, and emotional reliability. This transition reflects a soul learning to move from external responsibility and pressure, Capricorn, toward inner peace, self-worth, and embodiment of grace, Taurus. Shravana's core drive to absorb wisdom aligns beautifully with Taurus's urge to stabilize, consolidate, and preserve. She may be someone who appears goal-oriented and duty-bound outwardly, but internally seeks serenity, affection, and quiet fulfillment. Psychological synthesis. Capricorn rising with Shravana second pada gives Ananya a silent authority that doesn't demand attention but earns respect over time. The Taurus Navamsha nurtures deep-rooted values and a quiet, sensual strength. Her life's growth path involves moving from duty to embodiment, from outer compliance to inner alignment with values of love, art, and pleasure. She may attract people who initially admire her discipline and later discover her emotionally warm and nurturing nature. Priority themes: transforming over-responsibility into self-care and stability. Balancing inner softness with the outward demand for strength. Integrating spiritual and emotional wisdom, Shravana, with the practicality and patience, Taurus. Summary. Ananya's Capricorn ascendant in Shravana Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, reflects a composed, listening-oriented soul who carries a quiet strength and a love for refined knowledge. The shift to Taurus in Navamsha highlights an inner craving for beauty, ease, and affectionate groundedness. She is someone others come to for steady advice, and with time, they also find emotional warmth, resilience, and deeply rooted values. Moon in Aquarius, Shatabisha Nakshatra, 4th Pada, 2nd House, Natal, Pisces, 11th House, Navamsha, a placement. Moon in 2nd House, Aquarius, Shatabisha, 4th Pada. The moon in the 2nd House places emotional weight on resources, family values, speech, and security needs. These individuals often derive emotional stability from financial control, cultural grounding, and their ability to nurture or sustain their close community. The moon in Aquarius introduces a cooler, cerebral emotionality. There's empathy, but it's filtered through ideals and logic rather than direct sentiment. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, is tied to themes of secrecy, healing, and reform. These individuals can feel emotionally distant or inwardly intense. The fourth pada, mapped to Pisces Navamsha, adds spiritual yearning and transcendental empathy. It softens the aloof Aquarian shell with intuitive depth, psychic sensitivity, and a desire to emotionally connect through idealism or cause-driven interactions. Emotionally, this moon suggests a tendency to intellectualize feelings, yet deeply yearn for emotional surrender. Emotional fulfillment is connected to authentic self-worth and serving collective evolution. Periodic inner isolation or retreat cycles for healing and resetting emotional boundaries. Navamsha placement, moon in Pisces. 11th house in Navamsha, the moon lands in Pisces in the 11th house, emphasizing emotional expression through community, spiritual networks, and visionary goals. The individual's inner self thrives when they contribute to causes, share dreams, or receive emotional validation from those who share similar beliefs or higher ideals. This reflects a person who may appear emotionally regulated or private externally, but internally longs for connection through shared visions, soulful friendships, or collective humanitarian ideals. Pisces enhances the fluid, receptive side of the moon, amplifying intuitive downloads, creative visualization, and emotional healing abilities. The 11th house makes these abilities socially oriented, potentially seen in group therapy, dream work, visionary entrepreneurship, or soulful activism, synthesis, emotional architecture, and evolution. Natal moon in Shatabhisha, Aquarius, gives detached observation with emotional lessons centered on boundaries, emotional transparency, and trust in the collective. Fourth pada adds Piscean idealism, indicating the moon is emotionally nourished by the unseen world, dreams, symbols, music, or compassionate causes. Navamsha moon in Pisces, 11th house, represents an evolution toward emotional inclusion where healing comes through acceptance, surrender, and meaningful social circles. Priority themes for soul development, learning to trust emotional intuition over intellectual validation, moving from emotional seclusion, Aquarius, to emotional diffusion into loving networks, Pisces. Healing family karma or speech wounds by transforming pain into compassion. Integrating the role of the wounded healer, not as isolation, but as sacred function. Summary. This moon shows a soul that has lived lifetimes navigating emotional solitude, intellectual ideals, and inner healing. In this life, the goal is to anchor emotional self-worth, cultivate emotionally resonant communities, and allow the inner mystic to thrive through compassionate leadership. The bridge between Aquarian objectivity and Piscean empathy is not contradiction, but sacred evolution. Rahu in Taurus, Rohini Nakshatra, 4th pada, 5th house, natal. Cancer, 3rd house, Navamsha. Natal placement. Rahu in 5th house, Taurus, Rohini, 4th pada. The 5th house Rahu inflates the desire for creative expression, recognition, romance, speculative success, and legacy building. Rahu here makes the native restless in their pursuit of uniqueness and acclaim, especially in artistic, intellectual, or social spheres. In Taurus, Rahu gains exaltation, grounding its chaotic energy into stable, resource-driven pursuits. But being in Rohini Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, gives this Rahu an aura of seductive charm, sensory magnetism, and deep craving for admiration. Rohini's fourth pada maps to Cancer Navamsha, which adds an undercurrent of emotional yearning, nostalgia, and a maternal or nurturing overtone to Rahu's otherwise sensual and materialistic ambition. It reveals someone who may use creativity as a way to emotionally regulate or seek safety, often striving for artistic or romantic validation to fulfill inner emotional gaps. Key traits in natal, magnetism and intensity in romantic or creative matters can become emotionally entangled in the need for admiration or validation. Excellent placement for acting, media, performance arts, storytelling, or design, but must watch for emotional possessiveness or creative obsession. Navamsha placement. Rahu in Cancer, 3rd house. In the Navamsha, Rahu moves to Cancer in the 3rd house, showing an evolved drive to channel emotional experience into communication, courage, writing, or sibling relationships. There is a strong urge to express feelings through words, stories, or emotional risk-taking, possibly even advocacy or artistic courage. Cancer enhances Rahu's emotional cravings, giving this person a compelling voice in emotionally loaded subjects, a tendency to merge emotional storytelling with self-promotion, a karmic desire to be heard, especially in personal or familial matters. This also highlights a lesson in navigating fear of rejection and learning how to temper emotional overstatement in personal branding or communication. Synthesis, karmic evolution and creative learning. Natal Rahu in Rohini, Moon Ruled, and Pada 4, Cancer Navamsha, shows an intense craving for emotional affirmation through creative works. The fifth house adds drama, joy, childlike enthusiasm, but also theatrical insecurity. Navamsha Rahu in Cancer third house redirects that intensity into communication karma, writing, video creation, or emotional leadership in communities. This is a placement that starts off craving validation, but evolves toward expressive confidence and intuitive voice. Priority themes for soul growth. Transmuting the desire to be adored into the power to inspire. Learning to balance attention seeking with emotional authenticity. Developing healthy emotional boundaries in romantic, creative, or public domains. Becoming a voice for others by refining your own story. Rahu in Rohini, Taurus, Pada 4 in the fifth house, is a glamorous, magnetic, expressive placement that seeks meaning through legacy and applause, but must evolve to anchor this pursuit in emotional intelligence and heartfelt communication. The shift to Cancer Navamsha in the third house signifies a karmic path of healing and empowering through voice, emotional courage, and soulful storytelling. Saturn in Gemini, Mitragashira Nakshatra, third pada, sixth house, natal, Libra, sixth house, Navamsha. Natal placement, Saturn in sixth house, Gemini, Mrigashira, third pada. Saturn in the sixth house naturally excels, as this house of enemies, service, routine, and struggle aligns with Saturn's karmic nature. It grants resilience, a work ethic grounded in discipline, and slow but steady mastery over crisis and adversity. In Gemini, Saturn operates through mental effort, dual tasking, communication, and negotiation. This placement can indicate a person who bears responsibility through intellectually demanding or multitasking roles, often under pressure. Mrigashira Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, injects curiosity, agility, and a restless need to solve puzzles or analyze life. The third pada, mapped to Libra Navamsha, merges this intellectual hunger with the Libran lens of justice, balance, and aesthetics. Key natal themes. Saturn here matures communication boundaries and logical detachment, prone to worry, overthinking, or neurotic perfectionism, especially in work-related or health matters. Strong in roles that require diligence in speech, negotiation, or analytical service roles, the Mrigashira influence can make the person anxious yet flexible, with Saturn stabilizing that scattered energy over time. Navamsha placement. Saturn in Libra, sixth house in the Navamsha, Saturn remains in the sixth house but shifts into Libra, its sign of exaltation. This greatly strengthens Saturn's capacity to serve, overcome, and restructure, especially in conflict zones. Libra adds the themes of harmony, diplomacy, and justice, suggesting a karmic pathway of resolving imbalances, either within the self or in societal roles. This Navamsha placement indicates exceptional ability to balance conflict with fairness, inner maturity developed through duty, negotiation, and commitment to justice. Saturn's karmic task of refining communication to serve a higher ethical or social balance. This may manifest in law, policy, public service, or any arena where strategic resolution is key. Synthesis, karmic refinement through intellect and duty. Natal Saturn in Mrigashira third pada brings quick mental shifts and problem-solving energy, which Saturn slowly grounds into pragmatic precision. The move to exalted Libra Navamsha indicates soul-level balance is being pursued through disciplined responses to chaos. A life that may begin with anxiety and inner duality eventually ripens into mental clarity, grace under pressure, and ethical structuring of daily challenges. Priority themes for soul growth, mastering mental restlessness through disciplined service and daily order, transforming early communication insecurity into measured authority, navigating difficult conversations or tasks with calm strategy and fair judgment, developing patience and equanimity while navigating opposing needs. Summary. This Saturn placement begins with a nimble yet anxious mind, prone to internal stress from multidirectional pressure. But through life experience, the soul moves towards structured wisdom, emotional moderation, and ethical commitment to balanced decision-making. The Libra Navamsha placement in the sixth shows someone destined to apply their mental structure to resolve social disharmony or interpersonal complexities through work that heals and recalibrates. Jupiter in Cancer, Pushya Nakshatra, first Pada, seventh house, natal, Leo, fourth house, Navamsha. Natal placement. Jupiter in seventh house, Cancer, Pushya, first Pada. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer and placed in the seventh house, the house of partnerships, contracts, and external mirroring. This forms one of the most benefic configurations, indicating tremendous grace in relationships, a protective aura, and ethical conduct in one's dealings with the world. There is often faith in love, loyalty in partnership, and nurturing in counseling or teaching roles. Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, adds discipline, nourishment, and service-oriented growth. The first Pada, mapped to Leo Navamsha, channels Jupiter's exalted energy into a more confident, expressive, and proud emotional generosity. Key natal traits. Jupiter brings integrity and devotion to partnerships. There may be a natural role as advisor, teacher, or wise partner. Pushya's Saturnian discipline tempers Jupiter's expansiveness, leading to mature emotional intelligence. Navamsha placement. Jupiter in Leo, fourth house. In the Navamsha, Jupiter lands in Leo, in the fourth house, suggesting that inner confidence and emotional anchoring come from honoring one's values, ancestry, and leadership qualities. There's a sense of royalty and inner sovereignty that may become more obvious over time. This placement suggests a soul craving emotional recognition, heart-based leadership, and rooted confidence, one whose inner home is built on loyalty, warmth, and personal truth. The person evolves toward teaching, guiding, or parenting from the heart. Synthesis, the healer and uplifter through sacred union. Natal Jupiter in exaltation grants external grace through relationships. Pushya first Pada focuses on generous emotional giving, structured by Saturn. Navamsha Leo roots the spiritual path in pride of lineage, heartful guidance, and sacred responsibility in home life or emotional leadership. Priority for evolution, to balance selfless emotional giving with healthy pride and personal boundaries, to share wisdom without becoming controlling or preachy, to build secure, uplifting foundations in all forms of partnership, personal and professional. Sun in Cancer, Pushya Nakshatra, third Pada, seventh house, natal, Libra, sixth house, Navamsha. Natal placement, Sun in seventh house, Cancer, Pushya, third Pada. The Sun in the seventh house often reflects the need to define oneself through others, marriage partners, clients, collaborators. While Cancer Sun is nurturing, protective, and family-oriented, it can also be emotionally reactive, especially in close relationships. In Pushya Nakshatra, the Sun is softened and devotional, focused on service, emotional loyalty, and moral duty. The third Pada, mapped to Libra Navamsha, blends the Cancerian heart with refined social grace, aesthetic awareness, and a desire for balance and fairness. Key natal traits. Pushya Sun seeks to lead by caring, by feeding, by holding space, but in the seventh, identity may be intertwined or overshadowed by partners. Third Pada indicates a subtle need for validation through appreciation or beauty. Navamsha placement. Sun in Libra, sixth house. The Sun is debilitated in Libra, and in the sixth house, it signals a soul-level challenge to ego, pride, and recognition. This placement suggests the need to serve without expectation, to shine quietly, and to heal the imbalance between self and other. It's the placement of the self-sacrificing leader, the one who learns humility, diplomacy, and how to influence behind the scenes. This indicates a soul path of refining ego through service and fairness. Emotional wounding may arise from being overlooked or taken for granted. True power comes through quiet radiance, not loud assertion. Synthesis, the humble leader of the emotional sphere, Cancer Pushya gives nurturing warmth and dedication to partnership. Libra Navamsha teaches balance, justice, and ego temperance. The path leads from emotional over-identification with others to dignified, soft power leadership in service roles. Priority for evolution, to assert emotional needs without passive aggression, to lead not with ego, but with harmony, fairness, and silent strength. To move from codependence to secure giving, where self-worth is not tied to how much one does for others. Summary. Together, Jupiter and Sun in Cancer, Pushia in the seventh house form a deeply emotional and service-based duo, both seeking connection, healing, and righteous nurturing. Their respective Navamsha placements in Leo and Libra show that Lucia's soul journey includes building inner authority, quiet strength, and harmonizing emotional leadership with strategic service. Kashya, Mars in Cancer, Pushya Nakshatra, 4th Pada, 7th House Natal, Scorpio, 7th House, Navamsha. Natal placement, Mars in 7th House, Cancer, Pushya, 4th Pada. Mars is debilitated in Cancer, and its placement in the 7th house, the house of partnerships, can lead to tension in relationships, impulsive decisions in unions, or internal conflict between assertiveness and emotional safety. The 7th house, being naturally Venusian, doesn't favor Mars's warlike tendencies. However, Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, offers a redemptive pathway. Pushya is deeply devotional and nourishing, and the 4th Pada, Pisces Navamsha, softens Mars with compassion, spiritual maturity, and emotional surrender. Key natal themes: conflicted desires in relationships, craving closeness yet fearing vulnerability. Mars's aggression is muted in Cancer, leading to passive-aggressive behavior or internalized frustration. Pushya 4th Pada allows a devotional, protective warrior, one who defends family and beliefs, not ego. Navamsha placement, Mars in Scorpio, 7th house. In Navamsha, Mars returns to its own sign Scorpio and stays in the 7th house, an extremely potent recovery. This shows that while early relationship patterns may be volatile, maturity brings intense passion, loyalty, and focused commitment. This placement reveals a deep need for transformative, consuming, and powerfully loyal relationships. Emotional alchemy, learning to sublimate reactive tendencies into strategic emotional strength. A relationship path of deep healing, truth-telling, and energetic anchoring. Synthesis, from emotional conflict to devotional power. Natal Mars may act out in early relationships due to emotional insecurity. Pushya teaches patience, structure, and heartful assertion. Scorpio Navamsha reclaims Mars's primal strength, channeling it into committed, soulful partnerships. Priority for evolution, learning to assert needs without emotional outbursts. Transforming hurt into courageous vulnerability, balancing inner softness with protective strength in love and war. Mercury in Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra, 1st Pada, 7th house, natal, Sagittarius, 8th Havamsha, natal placement. Mercury in 7th house, Cancer, Ashlesha, 1st Pada. Mercury in Cancer creates an emotional intellect, one who processes through feeling, memory, and emotional nuance. In the 7th house, this suggests someone who communicates well in relationships, but may also internalize or personalize conflicts easily. Ashlesha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury itself, is full of mystery, psychic charge, emotional entanglement, and healing insight. The 1st Pada, Sagittarius Navamsha, adds an urge to philosophize, moralize, or escape through idealism. Key natal traits: highly intuitive communication, with a tendency to read between the lines too much. Ashlesha's coiling nature may make one possessive, subtle, and sometimes manipulative in love. Strong ability to persuade or influence emotionally, but must guard against emotional rationalization. Navamsha placement, Mercury in Sagittarius, 8th house. In the Navamsha, Mercury moves to Sagittarius, a sign of truth-seeking, wisdom, and expansive knowledge, but lands in the 8th house, which represents transformation, hidden fears, intimacy, and depth psychology. This indicates a soul-level mission to understand the mysteries of life, death, and taboo through language and knowledge. One who seeks truth beyond appearances, often in psychological, mystical, or esoteric domains. A mind that grows wiser through emotional trials and philosophical integration. Synthesis, the alchemical thinker and intimate analyst. Mercury in Ashlesha has razor-sharp emotional analysis, and its Sagittarius Navamsha expands this into spiritual or moral insights. This person can become a healer through words or a guide through life's dark passages. Relationship dialogues may be profound, transformative, and karmically charged. Priority for evolution: learning to integrate intellect with ethics and not use insight for manipulation. Embracing the depths of communication, even the painful or shameful parts. Using Mercury's gifts to heal, enlighten, and elevate, especially in intimacy and shared resources. Summary: together, Mars and Mercury in Cancer in the seventh house reveal a deeply emotive, intuitive, and relationship-bound personality, grappling with themes of control, surrender, and communication. Their Navamsha placements in Scorpio and Sagittarius show that true power comes from emotional depth, spiritual inquiry, and disciplined transformation of instinct into wisdom. Path: Venus in Leo, Purva Falguni Nakshatra, 4th Pada 8th House, Natal, Scorpio, 7th House, Navamsha. Natal placement: Venus in 8th House, Leo, Purva Falguni, 4th Pada. Venus in the 8th house always brings themes of intimacy, transformation, secrecy, and merging of resources into the realm of love. In Leo, Venus becomes theatrical, proud, and generous in affection, but can also be attention-seeking or ego-attached in relationships. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus itself, is the nakshatra of pleasure, beauty, creativity, and sacred unions. The 4th Pada, mapping to Scorpio Navamsha, introduces a magnetic, emotionally intense layer to Venus's expression. Key natal themes: sensual, romantic, and magnetic, yet often navigating karmic or fated love experiences. Attracted to powerful, transformative, or taboo relationships, there's a desire for both ecstasy and catharsis. The 8th house intensifies Venus's desire for emotional depth, not just charm or surface attraction. Navamsha placement: Venus in Scorpio, 7th house. In Navamsha, Venus lands in Scorpio, the sign of deep emotional undercurrents, sexuality, and metamorphosis, and specifically in the 7th house of committed partnerships. This represents a soul longing for intense, loyal, soul-bonded relationships that are far from superficial. The individual learns the path of surrender, trust, and rebirth through love. Traits: relationship patterns that demand emotional nakedness. There's no room for games. Attraction toward partners who are emotionally deep, spiritual, or even psychologically challenging. Magnetic allure that may attract obsession, secrecy, or spiritual healing through union. Synthesis: the alchemy of love and power. Natal Venus seeks both admiration and fusion, creating an internal conflict between independence, Leo, and merging, 8th house. Scorpio Navamsha resolves this by showing that the soul seeks transformation through emotional commitment, not validation through attention. Purva Falguni's artistic, pleasure-oriented charm is transmuted into Scorpio's tantric, devoted, emotionally aware love. Tap priority for evolution. Transform romantic expectations from external praise to internal depth. Heal patterns of possessiveness, secrecy, or fear of loss. Embrace pleasure as a path of transformation, not escape. Conclusion: this Venus placement beautifully bridges Leo's luminous romance with Scorpio's shadowy intimacy. The person is learning to balance self-worth with vulnerability and to discover that true beauty lies in fearless love, the kind that doesn't just sparkle on the surface but burns away all that's false. Ketu in Scorpio, Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, 11th House, Natal, 9th House, Navamsha. Natal placement: Ketu in 11th house, Scorpio, Jyeshtha, 2nd Pada. Ketu in the 11th house suggests a soul that has in past lives attained recognition, social networking power, or material gains, but is now detaching from those areas. In Scorpio, this detachment becomes emotionally intense and psychologically complex. The placement can signal someone who feels drained or disillusioned by group dynamics, fame, or even their own desires. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, brings a theme of mental mastery, protective authority, and secret knowledge. The 2nd Pada, mapping to Virgo Navamsha, sharpens the analytical and perfectionist tendencies. Key natal themes: a natural authority figure, but one who may prefer to operate in the shadows or behind the scenes. Disconnection from large groups, social climbing, or shallow networks. Strong instincts for strategy and power, often hidden beneath a quiet demeanor. Often skeptical or jaded about the meaning of success or material reward. Navamsha placement: Ketu in Capricorn, 9th house. In the Navamsha chart, Ketu lands in Capricorn, a sign of structure, responsibility, and ambition, placed in the 9th house, the realm of belief systems, dharma, and higher guidance. This reflects a soul seeking detachment from rigid ideologies, external authority figures, or overly structured belief systems. There's a spiritual refinement happening here, moving from dogma to direct inner experience. Traits: may reject inherited belief systems or formal education, drawn towards self-taught wisdom, mystical knowledge, or solitary learning journeys. tendency to view mentors or gurus with caution, wisdom must be earned through personal hardship. Synthesis, the disillusionment of power and search for real dharma. Natal Ketu in Scorpio's 11th shows a past life identity built on social power but with emotional trauma or betrayal related to those circles. The soul now seeks inner mastery, not group approval. In Capricorn, Navam 9th house, the detachment refines into a serious, disciplined search for truth, but only through firsthand experience. Cash priority for evolution. Let go of the need for control in social systems or organizations. Embrace solitude, but don't isolate from authentic teachers or mentors. Focus on inner authority, not external success metrics. Rebuild your relationship with trust, faith, and spiritual structure without clinging to rigidity. Conclusion. This K2 placement represents a soul that has seen through the illusion of popularity, gain, and outer recognition, and now seeks to become a wise guardian of truth. What was once a quest for prestige or belonging transforms into a quiet, grounded pursuit of higher knowledge, integrity, and spiritual responsibility.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.